guys, so I'm gonna put my phone in a different place while recording today. It's on my center console, so hopefully I will still talk loud enough that you can hear me. Talking loud is not a problem for me. I'm just driving home from work again. That's the easiest time for me to record rambles because I can't really record at home because I'm usually doing stuff, people are usually home, and it's kind of loud. While I'm driving, I get there's a little bit of noise, but I know some people kind of like it, even though this is a short one. So like I said, I am just driving home from work, and I work really close to my house. But still, hey, it's a little, you know, glimpse of my day. So I had work at 8:30, and I'm getting off now, and it's 1 o'clock. And I work with kids, as I've mentioned before. I just don't... I understand I'm not a parent, so, I mean, if any of y'all are, you know, I would hope y'all aren't this way. I mean, I get life happens, people's lives can be turned upside down, things can, you know, happen, basically. Nobody's perfect, but, since this is a summer camp, the kids have to bring their own lunch from home, and there is this one, like these twins, I think they are twins, or they're brother and sister, and they're just a year apart, and their dad forgot to pack them a lunch, and literally just packed them a water, and luckily, the kids get snacks with us, they have snacks twice a day, in the morning, and then in the afternoon, but to just, I don't understand how you forget your kids' lunch. I mean, I've even seen where parents have, like, gone through the drive-thru with their children, if they forgot to grab lunch, which is fine. Like, but at least that's something that's food. You know, even, like, gas stations sell Lunchables. And I just don't understand how you can completely forget. So, it's kind of disheartening, I guess. And we had, like I said, we had snacks. But even then, we have literally what are snacks. Like, the kids ate chips and cookies. Like, that was their lunch, which isn't quite nutritious at all. It's food, so, I mean, it's something. But at the same time, it makes me feel bad. Yeah. But I'm on my way home. And it's pretty warm today. It's, like, 93 degrees again. And it's 32 Celsius, I believe. And I'm on my way home, and I'm going to meet my family, and we're going to go eat at this burger place, and then go shopping at the store. And I'm super hungry. I love this place. Their burgers and fries are so good, and they have honey barbecue sauce, and it's amazing. But yeah. And so I'm just wearing a t-shirt. It's just one of my college t-shirts, and some running shorts. Luckily, the people who I work for during the summer are less stringent about, like, dress code than the people who I work for during the school year, because one, less people see us, I guess. It's like parents and stuff. It's not really like the rest of the staff and the rest of the school, but it's like so hot that I would hope that they'd be a little bit more understanding about, like, dress code. And there's a pretty nice looking Camaro behind me. Anyways, so it's just, it's hot and it's annoying, and like I have lots of workout pants or leggings, you know, whatever you want to call them, the very like form-fitting ones, which I understand are form-fitting, but like my boss during the school year got so mad at me, but there are people who wear them during the summer because I mean it's hot and those fit comfortably. Most of them are the dry fit, you know, breathe easy because they're made to be worn while you're working out and stuff. And in this heat, and when we're outside with the kids for 2 hours, I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I mean, these workout shorts are a little, I guess I would understand being called a little bit too short. But at the same time, like, I'm in a t-shirt, you know, the rest of me, I'm not, like, dressing to show off my body or anything like that. Clearly, I'm here to be able to sit outside with the kids and run around and stuff in the heat. So, I just, yeah. But other than that, I'm wearing these sandals. I love these sandals. I've wanted a pair like this for such a long time, and I finally got them. They're black and gray, which is fine, because that kind of goes with everything in their sandals, so it's not that big of a deal. But they're the strappy kind with Velcro. I think these are knockoff. I think the name brand is called, like, Birkenstock. Maybe. I may be completely wrong and stupid, but I think that's what the brand name is called. I cannot remember for the life of me right now. But yeah, so I have a pair of them, and I love them. They're so comfy because my feet get so hot, like, all the time. I can wear tennis shoes, don't get me wrong. I can definitely wear tennis shoes and, you know, just get used to it. But other than that, I don't like wearing shoes. I like being barefoot. And so I own so many sandals. It's not even funny because that's just so much easier. And I have flip-flops too, but, like, flip-flops are really annoying at work because kids sometimes step on the back of my feet, and so they'll, like, pull them off my feet. Or, like, if I decide to play with the kids, like, running in flip-flops is annoying. Same with, like, swinging. I think the truck in front of me is lost because he's driving hella slow. But anyways, anywho, yeah. So they're super cute. And I painted my nails before work this morning, so they're pink. And they have, like, little and they've, like, rolled through the stop sign. What the heck? I don't understand people. Anyways. Yeah, so my nails are super cute, and they're pink. And this is going to bring me into what I really wanted to talk about today with them being pink, is that I don't think I've mentioned this before, but I am literally obsessed with flamingos. I love flamingos so much. You have no idea. I went with my family to this, like, country restaurant and store thing, and I found this giant flamingo pillow with a little pink blanket inside it. And it was on sale, and I had to get it. It's like $22. Because I love flamingos so much. I mean, obviously, pink is my favorite color. In case you haven't figured that out, by the background of my subreddit and by all of my flares on any other subreddit that I'm basically affiliated with that has customizable flares, it's pretty in pink because pink is my favorite color. That's normally what my nails are. I honestly have not painted my fingernails in so long just because it never lasts as long. And I just don't have time to, like, let it sit and actually dry and set because I don't get my nails done. I do them at home. So, yeah. Anyways, back to loving flamingos. So now I have this new pillow and blanket. I also bought new sheets for my bed a little while back. That it's, like, the base is white, and then they have, obviously, pink flamingos all over them. What else do I have? I have a little flamingo, like, Thai beanie baby thing that was given to me. Anything flamingo that I see in store, I basically take pictures of. I would have a lot more flamingo stuff if I could afford it all, but I can't. So I just, I'm trying to save my money. Oh my, okay, so I think I mentioned this before. I want a Jeep so badly. I would obviously love for it to be pink. And there's actually, oh gosh, that Mustang is driving fast. I can't see in there. I saw online that someone actually has a pink Jeep. Sorry if you can't hear me that well, or it sounds like my distance is changing. It's because I'm looking to make sure I can safely make my turn now. But this person is selling a pink Jeep, but it's in manual transmission, so I can't drive it because I don't know how to drive manual. But yeah, so it kind of sucks, but that's my dream, is to get a Jeep and to maybe paint it pink. Or, like, that light blue kind of turquoise tealy color. I love that color as well. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. But for right now, I'll just be happy to get any sort of Jeep, basically. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was funny. So, flamingos. Yes, I love flamingos so much. They're so cute. Also, look up pictures of what a baby flamingo looks like, okay? It is literally, like, the cutest little bird you will ever see in your whole life. Especially when they stand on one leg as little babies. It's so cute. I'm trying to think, what else do I have that has flamingos on it? Because I feel like I own a lot more stuff. And I'm just going absolutely blank right now. Ooh, there's a crane. Sorry, distracted. Yeah. I think that's actually it. That's all that I have. Wow, why did I think I have so much more? I don't know. Plus, I just have lots of stuff that's pink in my room. Like my comforter. My comforter is pink. It's actually the brand Victoria's Secret Pink. And so it's pink and then it has pink and black letters on it. It just, like, one. It's not, like, all over it. I'm trying to think what else. Pink, pink. Yeah. I have pink purses, backpacks. Yeah. That's all I can think of right now. I'm kind of drawing a blank because honestly I'm so hungry. My stomach feels like it's eating itself. Do you ever get that feeling where like your stomach is so empty? The stomach acid is like, I don't know you guys. I'm starving. That's all I can think of and I'm almost home. So that and food and yeah. Anyways, that's what I'm doing. You have a stop sign, thank you very much. I literally hate when people cannot stop at their stop signs. Like, that's so dangerous. I don't understand why. Why it's so difficult for people. And then they wonder why we have so many car accidents, why so many people die every day. It's so annoying. And just dangerous. Like, why are you that so inconsiderate of other people? And then people always act like they're speeding to get somewhere, and then it's like, okay, but if you get pulled over and you get in a car accident, that's gonna take you even more time, and you're probably gonna miss whatever you're trying to race to get to. It's just so stupid. So stupid. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm parking because I am home, and I'm gonna grab some food, and oh, I'm getting curtains at the store today. That's what I need. I'm probably gonna get pink curtains, if I can. We'll see. We'll see, though. So, thank you so much for listening. Sorry, I just had to pull out of the thing I had on. I hope you have a wonderful day.